That makes it more dramatic. No, really, doesn't it? I'll say something stupid like, I'm wearing tiger skin underwear. Somehow it's still beautiful. So this song is about, I had this girlfriend who lived in San Francisco. I lived in Berkeley. And she lived on the far side of San Francisco. And her mother came out to live with her from New York. And her mother was really, really, really Catholic. And so she could never stay at my house. We had to take her home every night. It was a long drive all the way from the hills in Berkeley down to the freeway and up to the bridge and across the bay into San Francisco, and she lived on the far fucking side of the city. And every time I drove back and forth, I'd let her go. You know, it's like on top of everything else, I had to let her go. I could never stay. She could never stay. And I don't know, one day, I just had this, and I get this feeling a lot. I think I wrote a bunch of songs about it. Just knew it wasn't gonna last much longer. Not that I wasn't in love with her. This is even after her mother had gotten the fuck out of town. But I was thinking a lot about those drives, because I started thinking one day it just was gonna be over soon. I don't know. For me, sometimes it doesn't matter how good it is. It's gonna be over soon. So I wrote this song. I don't know why I called it what I did, because I don't live anywhere near any place named this, but I wrote a song called Omaha. I'd never been there before in my life. When we first toured in Omaha, the mayor tried to give me the key to the city. I was so embarrassed that I didn't go. I could have this huge fucking key now, and I don't got it. But it's a song about something that matters, and you just know it's gonna go. And it's just about someone named Susan. I don't know where she is now, but it's called Sullivan Street.